Later that afternoon, while her monotonous maths teacher, Mr. Rowler, rambled on about Pythagoras' theorem, Bliss drummed her fingers absent-mindedly on her desk, looking out of the window at the deserted grounds.
"Bliss, answer my question, please," came Mr. Rowler's irritated voice.
I don't know, sir. Sorry, and all that," she replied, smiling innocently up at him while the class roared with admiration-filled laughter. Mr. Rowler frowned.
"Very well. Perhaps a detention after school will stimulate your brain a little."
"Nah, I don't think so."
The laughter was renewed at that, and the teacher looked furious. He turned away.
"My classroom at 3 o'clock, please," he told her coldly.
Bliss beamed at the back of his head.
"Right you are."
As she turned to look back out of the window, she resolved not to turn up to the detention. They were a waste of time anyway.
Bang, bang, bang!
The class jumped at the sound of 3 deafening gunshots that had cut cleanly through the air. Liam, who was sitting in the row in front of Bliss, twisted round in his chair, the vexed expression on his face mirroring everyone else's.
"I wonder who it is this time,"
he whispered miserably. The students of the inside had come to expect sinister activities such as this in their everyday lives, but it didn't make it any less disturbing. Mr. Rowler looked anxiously out of the window, his dark eyebrows almost knitted together, before pulling his gaze back to his class. He spoke somberly.
"All right, everybody. Where were we?"